You know the budget showdown is raging on Capitol Hill. Everybody looking for ways to cut costs, and the people at agencies that do that will be superstars. Federally Employed Women, the organization Few, have some suggestions courtesy of their members who work on the front lines of mission fulfillment. Janet Copenhaver is the Washington representative for Federally Employed Women, here to talk about what Few found in a survey on that subject. Janet, thanks for being on the program today.
Thank you, Francis, for having us.
You know, it's I'm happy to have you. Some of these things seem like no-brainers, and yet they must not be, because obviously the women that work in at agencies that are in your organization are finding these things aren't happening.
Exactly. And just to give you just a quick background, what had happened is I had met with about 60 freshman offices, and our main thrust was we want to work cooperatively with the freshman members as well as the leaders in the House and the Senate, because these are the folks that are out there in the hinterlands outside the Beltway, and they know best what can be done to stop the waste. So we go to the Hill with, we bring something. We don't just go up there and say, don't cut, don't cut. So we wanted to bring them some ideas. So that's where this survey came from. And yes, some of them you would think would be no-brainers, like using lower-priced office supply vendors or a travel agency, letting them go to the lowest-priced option as opposed to the GSA-approved vendors, which would be an easy one, we think, and would save a lot of money.
Some of these sound simple on the surface, but get into some underlying issues that agencies are dealing with and that the structure of government deals with overall. For example, the office supply vendors is one, and you kind of touched on it for a second. There's a process in place for people to obtain goods and services through the government, and so some of these look simple and might be a lot deeper and require a lot more, I guess, just changing the structure of how agencies do business.
Well, that's true, and we certainly didn't go into the weeds with respect to these suggestions. We just throw them out there for people to consider as ways to avoid, obviously, laying off people or doing the pay cuts or furloughing, which was our main aim here, because we felt that if we could at least come up with some substitute suggestions, then let's keep people in their jobs and let's not disrupt the essential services that they provide all Americans nationwide. And that is our main concern, is that with all the budget problems, and we all know we have to sacrifice, that the services that Americans depend on, especially during these lean economic times, like your Social Security check, your disability check, or your IRS refund, we don't want those to be disrupted. So if we could come up with just some ideas to throw out there, and then, you know, if they're definitely want to pursue them, then we, like you mentioned, get into the processes and what would we have to do to replace the current process with a new and more cost-effective one.
Tell me who your members are and what your organization does, Janet.
Sure. It's Federally Employed Women, so obviously we are federal workers, and it's not only women, I like to say. It's any federal worker who adheres to our mission statement, which is to better the working environment for federal workers and for women, to get them to be able to move up the career ladder with more mentoring and training. We have members in probably every state, every agency, and up and down the scale, which is really good, because we have managers, and then we also have people who are doing admin or clerical work. So it's a pretty big spectrum, and that's why we love these surveys, because we get to go out to all of our members and get, like I said, get their suggestions who are actually employed in these agencies.
And I imagine there aren't many organizations either that allow the kind of folks that you're talking about to get connected to each other. It is easy, I imagine, when you get to especially the really highest level of an agency, to feel disconnected from the people who are actually doing the day-to-day work that needs to get done to meet missions.
Sometimes, yes. And now we do a very big national training program every July, and one of the efforts is to get managers and the people who they manage together and to kind of talk about the different tracks of training and mentoring that that we're looking for, and that women especially need to again to move up into those higher ranks of senior executive service and then the GS-13s through 15 levels.
We're going to put a link to the survey up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, Janet. What kind of response did it get?
Well, not as much as we hoped. And again, we know that this isn't the silver bullet. You know, there's going to be a lot of work that needs to be done to fix our budgetary problems. I had sent it to all the freshman offices that I met with, and I do have some follow-up meetings with some leadership the rest of this week. And again, it's just, you know, we want to say that we're coming to the table with something, and that's our main goal here. And we hope that we will be at the table, and we hope that this is an entree to, if they're going to have hearings, to contact federal workers, and that's what we're trying to do. I mean, get the people who are actually working in the agencies and get their feedback on some of these ideas, and we really hope that through this survey that we have been able to open doors and they will turn to some of these groups for some feedback. I mean, if they don't, I truly don't know what the working atmosphere will be like in the future.
Janet, I appreciate you being here to talk about the results that you got. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank-